Rosano Martinez was Australia's first hip-hop artist signed to a major label, and right now he's here as one of the Fernside Festival organisers, which kicks off National Youth Week, as we heard just then. To find out all about Fernside Festival and National Youth Week, Rosano joins us on the line. Rosano, good morning.
Hey, Adrian, how are you, mate? Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much for making the time. Now, can you run us through quickly what Fernside Festival is and what it's all about?
Well, you know, it's amazing that it's been running for 19 years. This is the 19th year, so it's been a really successful festival. It's there's so many activities happening on that day for not only youth but families as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the main part of the day will be based around the skateboard and scooter competitions. This is something that's been presented by Weave and City of Sydney, and you may have heard in the ads there's interactive arts activities. There's an incredible young rapper named Charlton on, who's just amazing, as well as a DJ, DJ Soul, who's only 14 years old.
Wow.
So it's and a lot more stuff happening as well.
Very, very cool. How did it all get started? You mentioned, it's 19th year now?
It's the 19th year. Well, the skate comp started obviously 19 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And was named Fernside because it was on the back of Red Fern. But it's as I said, it's incredible to see something that's gone for that long, you know, and it was basically a skateboard competition to begin with.
Yeah, wow.
Which has grown into a full-fledged, although it's called a mini festival, it really is a full-fledged little festival, yeah.
Yeah. I've just realised Waterloo Park there, I attempted to learn, very unsuccessfully, to skate there in that park many
there
years
you go.
Ago. There you go, yeah. Now, what influence does your background in hip-hop have on the work that you're doing now?
Well, I guess, first of all, it's the youth culture that emerged in that period that I was sort of active in hip hop is still quite influential today, and you know, throughout all of pop culture. I've got three young sons who basically are in that Youth Week category,
mm-hmm.
and they're all still, you know, they still dress the same way I would or listen to the same type of music that I do, and so being, you know, this is my first year being involved with the Fernside Festival, so I'm you know, really proud of being asked to be involved in that, and
awesome.
I guess I'm just adding a bit of that flavour into their existing festival. We'll have people like, you know, DJ MK1, who plays with El Fresh the Lion. We've got these amazing dance groups like Rhythm Nation, 143 Liverpool Street Familiar, which is made of some of the best breakers in the country. We've got this youth group that are just incredible to watch. They're all probably between the age of, I'd say, 11 and maybe 13, and they're called Kinetic Kinship. And then there's a 101 Doll Squadron or a dance hall crew who have just supported Beanie Man.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I'm just trying to bring, I guess, you know, things that seem cutting edge in a sense, maybe now, but really it's all part of mainstream. You won't find a lot of kids that don't listen to all these genres or know about all these different genres.
Yeah, cool. Now, can you tell us a little bit about how you have come to be involved in the Fernside Festival?
Well, actually, I have an NGO, a charity down in Woolloomooloo.
All right.
And I run a festival down here called Woolloomooloo, which is twice yearly. It's urban arts and culture. Now, we have recently opened up an office down here, which is fantastic. I think they're going to input into the community a lot of incredible things. And Shane asked me to go, after seeing sort of what I've been doing within this area, has asked me to get involved, I guess, just to add to what they already have.
Awesome. And, where can sort of people find out some more information about the Fernside Festival?
Well, there's a Facebook page already called On the Fernside Festival. You could also go to Weave. There's another thing I want to add.
There's actually
a lot of physical activities happening through the day. We've even got this amazing Muay Thai kickbox instructor from UFC Gym. So the UFC Gym are down there holding a free Muay Thai workshop for the youth, and this guy's young. He's probably like, he looks about 18, but I think he might be 22, 23, and he is incredible. He's been sort of kickboxing all his life, and I guess you sort of say that word Muay Thai and people think it's violent and whatever else, but the reality is you see these guys and they're incredibly fine-tuned, balanced people, and then I guess they, you know, the discipline they gain from these activities actually crosses into their lives. When you speak to them, they're really open, softly spoken, kind, happy people. So I guess that in this day and age of kids stuck to their screens, these kinds of activities I think are really crucial to take up.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I've got here Fernside Festival. It's kicking off on Saturday, 10 a.m. it kicks off through till 6 p.m. It's at the corner of McAvoy and Elizabeth Streets in Waterloo.
That's right, yes.
Absolutely, people should get down there and get involved.
Please do, because if you guys don't come to this, you'll really miss out on something big, and you'll have to wait another year. And everything that's running on the day is free.
Yeah.
So, you know, for families out there who are wanting to entertain their kids and their teenagers, you know, we've got two amazing DJs on all through the day, dance acts, rappers, you know, all these youth activities that are physical as well as arts-based. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rosano, thank you so much for joining us on the day today, mate.
Thank you so much, Adrian. I appreciate it.